My name is Mel Reeves. You know, I've been a longtime human rights activist in this city for quite a bit. I am here with family members of Thurman June Blevins. I'm just going to kind of play MC this evening as a part of the Committee for Justice for June. And so we, the Committee for Justice for June, which includes family members, neighbors, and community members, have called you here today because we want to express very clearly our feelings and our demands concerning the killing by Minneapolis police of June Thurman Blevins. June was shot in the back, as you know, by Minneapolis police as he was running away from them a few Saturdays ago in North Minneapolis. The family doesn't understand, nor the community, how a person running away from the police is a threat. We feel like June should still be alive. I'll wait for the train. So we feel like June should still be alive and that he should not have been shot in the back and because he was running away from the police. So we're here to demand justice, which means the police who did this should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. We know that the law finds ways to justify this kind of thing too often, but we're here to say that there is a higher law and that it is immoral to shoot and kill a human being who's not threatening you. And to be clear, the committee, the family members, neighbors have not called for meetings with law enforcement, and that includes the BCA. We have no desire to talk with people so they can feel better about what has happened. We, the committee, the family, community only wants justice. We want to be clear about that. We want justice. There's nothing to talk about at this point. So we want to be clear. Justice means that officers Ryan Kelly and Justice Smith, who shot June Thurman Blevins, should go to jail, just as we would if we shot someone. So we demand that the officers be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. So we also have called for a community meeting for Wednesday, July 11th at 6:30 at Jenny Lynn Elementary School, 5025 Bryant Avenue North, to discuss with the community what we understand happened on that day and to enlist their support in the effort, the committee's efforts to get justice. So let me repeat. I'll wait for the train again. Let me repeat. We have called for a meeting with the community on Wednesday night. That's Wednesday night. The Committee for Justice, the family, that includes family, neighbors, community activists, have called for a meeting on Wednesday night. And we've not endorsed any other meeting. This is the meeting called by family, friends, neighbors, and the Committee for Justice for June. And so there are folks who are standing with us who also want to say, the next people you'll hear from are our community members. And so next we're going to bring up Thurman's cousin, Sydney Brown.
Thank you for all who are watching and viewing right now. I am the second cousin of Thurman Blevins. For those who are unaware, June was a 31-year-old identified African-American man who was murdered by the Minneapolis Police Department on Saturday, June 23rd at around 5:40 or so. Officers Ryan Kelly and Justin Smith responded to a call here on the north side of Minneapolis, Minnesota, to a man who fired a handgun. Outside, witnesses did include 20 minutes after the call, meaning that allowed officers Ryan Kelly and Officer Smith to have enough time to identify Thurman and then to approach the scene. Once they did approach the scene, it was his girlfriend and her daughter who were sitting on the curb. They decided to viciously and come out of their car with their guns already drawn and approach Thurman and his girlfriend. Leading to a chase that led up to two blocks down to an alley where they decided to execute and murder my cousin. He was shot multiple times from these two officers, in which these two officers do already have multiple complaints from the Minneapolis community for their corrupt background. I just want to address that to the media, and there was no consequences, no harm done to these officers in regards of those complaints that were made out. Both officers have numerous of complaints, over three. So I want to note that to the media as well. And so we are out here demanding justice for June. It is injustice to kill someone who doesn't pose a threat, who doesn't have visibly a weapon shown. These officers should have had proper procedure and known proper procedure to approach my cousin and to get him into handcuffs. He would have had no problem taking on the consequences from his actions that led up to these two officers arriving, and it didn't need to lead into the murder of my cousin. June had no chance of coming out this encounter alive with these officers. The police chased him before shooting him in the alley in the back multiple times. The cop's story about what happened that night seems to keep differentiating from witnesses. It has to stop. I'm disgusted by what the lieutenant had to say in regards of this incident. He did note that this was nothing but heroic, but I'm here to note from the family as well as the community that this was a cowardly act done by the Minneapolis Police Department, and that we do demand justice, and that means putting these two officers behind bars just as well as you would do any African-American man who was found guilty of any charge. So I just want to note that, and thank you guys all for coming out. S-Y-D. N-E-E.
And then last name?
Brown, like the color.
S-Y-D-N-E-E.
S-Y-D-N-E-E. Brown, G-R-O-W-N.
Yep. And then as well, I just want to note, we do have the community meeting coming up next Wednesday, July 11th at 6:30 at the Jenny Lynn Elementary School, the 5025 Bryant Avenue North.
And next, another relative of June will come, Miss Jeanette Blevins.
Hi, good morning. I'm Junior's aunt, justice for Junior. The action of a crime may determine jail, justified by a uniform or by a man because of his privileges. I think they both need to be considered. Now, Junior's mother is dead. And now Junior is dead now, too. So I'm speaking for both of them. I have a picture of Junior right here in his younger days, right here. And here he is working. He's working in a planning peace. That's what it says. And he's working with the community, and he's planning a peace garden. He used to be a lot involved in the community. And now it's my understanding that he was sitting on the curb also with his girlfriend, and they were sitting down talking. And now I'm only going on hearsay, but that's what we're trying to investigate, you know, to find out really what happened. And so we will be looking at the tapes next week. We do have a date, but, and that's how I know right now. And we're still organizing peace talks with the community. We do think Black Lives Matter and other Justice for Jabbar and Native Lives Matter, we do thank them for helping us out and working with us so far. Now his girlfriend, she's not too involved too much with the public. She's still in mourning a lot right now, so she's not really ready to meet with the public. So she talks to us a lot, but she's not really ready to come out and talk and meet with everybody. So, but she, you know, she's involved, but a lot with us. And like I said, I'd like to thank the community for, you know, standing by us and working with us. So, and that's how far we are right now.
You actually have a meeting scheduled?
No. This meeting schedule is the one that you mentioned earlier. So
it's not to see the video.
No. We're not. After we don't take questions, so we clear. That makes sense. Okay. So hang on, guys.
We'll
give her your spelling. We'll get it all together after she speaks. Okay. We'll answer all your questions. Get all the confusion out, because she's just speaking from heart. Come on. So now his sister is Darlene Blevins, and she's gonna say a few words.
Good morning. I wanted to just give a little insight and give you guys a little bit of, you know, just give you guys some information on, like, who my brother was.
Okay.
Growing up with my brother, he was a very funny brother. He would always make jokes all the time, and we would always goof around, and, you know, that's just the type of relationship that we had. You know, we always would talk amongst each other. We'll spend time together, going out to the movies, you know, just having fun and doing things that, you know, family did. He had his hard times growing up, you know what I mean? But he made initiative to do better. And he, you know, always came back with something positive. If it wasn't just, you know, going to school, picking up some trades or, you know what I mean, getting a job. He always came back and did what he needed to do. When he became a father, he knew what it was to be a father. You know, he took care of his kids. He made sure they had what they needed. Those was his main concern. If he had anything, you know, in his pocket, he would give it to his kids right then and there on the spot. You know, he knew what responsibility was, and he had a good spirit. He had a really kind spirit. He would look out for his family the best way that he could. If he had it, he'll give it to you. And, you know, just a couple days before all this had happened, we talked on the phone for about an hour. We just talked about life. You know, we talked about everything from our family, from his kids to my kids, you know, to him just, you know, continuing on to do what's right. And, you know, with me being the older sister, I always felt like I had that responsibility to look out for my brothers and make sure that they were doing what they were supposed to do. And I would always put a bug in his ear, like, you know, stay out of trouble, you know, and watch what you're doing. You know what I mean? Because that's what I felt, you know, as a big sister, you know, he should, you know, I was obligated to say to him. He did not betray a life of violence at all. He wasn't into any gangs. He wasn't into any, you know, ruthless activity out here in the streets. He didn't hang around people that, you know, wanted to do violence to other people. He wasn't about that. And he always, you know, at this time of his life, he was 31 years old. He was 7 years younger than I am. He was at the beginning of his life. He really didn't even get to live his life. He didn't get to accomplish things that he wanted to do. He didn't get to, you know, they say, you know, you get to these peaks in your life, you know, when you get older. Some people don't actually hit it at those type of years in their lives. He was at 31. He was just living his life. You know, he had lots of stuff planned for him, you know, things he wanted to do with his kids, things that he wanted to accomplish and do for himself. And he didn't get to do that because that was taken away from him. And I feel like we had so much more to do together, you know, as a family. And I feel like he was taken away too soon. And I feel that he never had a chance to see his full potential. And I also wanted to touch in on the police part of it. You know, I feel that my brother was murdered. I feel like that should have been what was headlined in the newspaper and on the news. Because when he was approached, guns was drawn. The police didn't care that he was there with a child. The police didn't care that he was there, you know, with his girlfriend. And at that time, when he was approached with guns drawn, he was scared. So he did what he did and he ran. But whoever said that was a crime to run? Fear, if someone's coming to you with a gun and you're scared, of course you're going to do what you think is best to do and run. And, you know, they chased him 2 blocks down the street. Now, they had time to catch him. They had time to tase him. They had time to grab him, tackle him down, anything they could have did. But they waited till he got into that blind spot, which was that alley, where no one could see him, where no one could witness what went down. And I just feel like, you know, he didn't ever get a chance to even say, you know, look, I don't have anything, nothing. They just, you know, killed him with multiple shots. And I feel like, you know, he had rights just like everybody else had rights. If they did hear something on the radio, if a call came through, why couldn't they just have approached him and said, hey, can we talk to you for a minute? Like any other human being should have that chance. I feel like the police violates our rights out here. They don't give us equal opportunities like everybody else should get. You know, and I just feel like he didn't get an equal opportunity to just get a chance to just say what was going on. They just ran him down and killed him. Thank you.
Ma'am, can you tell me your name?
Darlene.
Darlene, D-A-R.
L-Y-N-N.
And your last name, ma'am?
Blevins.
Okay, we'll take a few questions. I know there were some things people were confused about. Not a whole lot. We'll take a few questions and then we're going to head out. Yes, ma'am.
I know Jeanette was saying that they might be looking at tapes next week. Has anybody in the family seen any of this video yet?
No, they've not seen any video.
And what tapes will they be
using? They're talking about the body camera footage. That's what we're waiting on, right? Remember, the mayor said that after everybody's been interviewed, the BCA said they will release it, so that's it. So it's a non-issue because they've not released it yet. So we're waiting for them to release it.
No. You said next week they need.
No, they don't. We don't know. We're just speculating. Nobody. Let me be clear. I hope you all are listening to me. Nobody knows. We're not clear. Nobody knows. The mayor, the BCA has not said when they will release the tape, y'all. I don't know how else to say this.
But the Blevins family has not been told they can see the tapes next week, have they?
No. Because I don't want you to print any misinformation. Everybody's just speculating. Am I clear? Because y'all look at me funny. Everybody's just speculating, guys. You know, I would say, well, maybe a week, maybe 2 weeks from, maybe a month. Nobody knows.
Mel, your statement says that they... Says that Mr. Blevins was shot in the back. What's the basis of that statement?
Well, initially, the witnesses said that he was shot in the back. So that's what we've heard. So we're based on what witnesses in the neighborhood have said. And you want to clear up that thing about Yeah, because tell them again, because nobody knows for sure. Just tell them that's
what... Yeah, so we are hoping to view full-body video footage from the police officers sometime next week. That has been noted from Mayor Fry that hopefully sometime next week that we'll be viewing. So hopefully that's right. Not too accurate yet. Right. And then also, I just want to note also, Mayor Fry, if you are viewing this, if you are watching this, we do not want to see the execution of June, of my cousin. We want to see the actual full process of when these two officers approached Thurman Blevins, not just the shooting in the alley. So if the video footage does not show the actual whole clip of when these two officers got out their vehicle, then there is no reason that you should be showing that this video footage at all.
So in other words...
Cindy, you said hopefully next week.
Yeah.
Did you get any indication at all from anyone that they are prepared to show it to you next week?
No.
I hope we're clear, because you guys keep asking that, and they're not clear.
And then I just want to make it clear that we're not hoping to see video footage of the execution of June Blevins. We are hoping to see how these two officers decided to proceed further when they responded to these two calls from shots being fired from an individual outside in that community.
In other words, what she's saying, you guys, is they want to see the whole thing. Right, they want to see the whole thing from beginning
to
end.
We know
right.
they murdered him.
Right,
we
so
know
they want
that.
To see
that's
from
clear,
beginning to end.
Clear as day. Right. We know they murdered him. Right. We know right. both officers used their weapon and drawn multiple and decided to pull multiple shots
right.
to June Blevins. But what we want to see, was it justified on how they approached Thurman Blevins? Right.